Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley. 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? What's going on up here? I don't even know. Who cares? It's Wednesday on the show, everybody. It's a double feature, kind of. We got Wrestling Observer Live coming up right now. And at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it's After Dark Radio. Got to be a fun one here today because it's going to work. You hear me? It's going to work one way or the other. So, we'll talk about that as we get going here today. And Yeti Pot Pie here says, looks like I'll be attending my first ever WrestleMania. Yeah, tickets going on sale. If you're only going to one night, the tickets are going on sale for individual nights of WrestleMania. And hopefully Yeti Pot Pie is going to WrestleMania. And also, he is going to our live Q&A at the Palms coming up the Friday of WrestleMania and all of the other exciting things we're going to be doing, including watch parties and after parties. All of these tickets available at f4wonline.com/Vegas. It is our annual convention, so hopefully we'll see some of you there. But we got a lot of news today. Last night was NXT. We'll do the NXT report. And, of course, we've got AEW Dynamite coming up tonight. Got a lot of matches announced for that show, including, it's always fun, a totally random match added at the last second. We've also got a lot of notes on Raw on Netflix, and Netflix in general. If you're a person that just likes Netflix, I got Netflix news for you. Also, I know you'll be stunned to hear, Corey Graves is back. He was back on NXT and WWE Speed. So we'll tell you all of the news, take your feedback, and plenty more. What a day it's going to be. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh yeah, looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Bill!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I got people on the chat talking about going to the Q&A. WrestleMania weekend, Friday, at the Palms. It's going to be a lot of fun. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Q&A on Friday at the Palms. Friday night, dinner at Texas Day Brazil, all-you-can-eat steak. We got the Watch Wrestling with Dave parties. Golly, people have been asking for years. Well, I just love to watch Wrestling with Dave. Well, now's your chance. Two nights of it. As well as the after parties after WrestleMania. All
what
in a suite.
What kind of wrestling can I watch with Dave?
I don't know. Whatever we're going to watch. So, but here's the thing, everybody. You must buy tickets. F4WOnline.com/Vegas. That is F4WOnline.com/Vegas. Grab them now before they're gone. And it's going to be a fun time, as will After Dark Radio this afternoon, which is going to take place. It is going to work. And remember, I want to hear from you guys today. Brian@WrestlingObserver.com. Put After Dark in the subject line. I want to hear stories about when you feel like you have been cursed. You're just trying to do something and it won't work. You're cursed. Tell me about it.
My broadcasting career.
Exactly. You should send me an email. Brian@WrestlingObserver.com, After Dark in the subject line. I want to hear your story about how you've been cursed. Because it's going to be feedback today, news, and open lines. No guests today on After Dark. So help a brother out. It's a long hour. All right.
We've already got guarantees that the producers of some other show are also going to be helping out. We'll see.
Yeah. No, it's happening one way or the other. I will send the show via telephone, via Skype if I have, whatever. The show is going to be on the air on Sports Byline for an hour live today. One way or the other. Do you understand?
Do you have a ham radio?
I mean, whatever. I'm going to get it there. So it's going to happen. I gave it 2 weeks. If it doesn't work this week, there is a plan B and a plan C. Okay? So here we go. A bunch of notes on Netflix. For the second straight week, Raw ranked fourth in its category. What's its category?
You're bearing the lead here.
No, I'll get to it. There's a thousand things. Mm. So the January 13th episode of Raw, which was last week's show, did 3.7 million views globally, trailed American Primeval, EXO, Kitty Season 2, and Missing You. So there you go.
What? Any of those, huh?
So the show is down from the Netflix debut, which did 5.9 million. I know that, you know, the usual, you know, the gentry will be talking about how terrible this is. But, I mean, it's not like I didn't tell you this happens every time. Anytime there is a debut, Fox, CW, TBS, TNT for AEW, Raw, Netflix, the debut is always going to do a giant number, and it's never going to get back to that. So that's just the way it is. 3.7 million was the number. Viewers are the total hours viewed for the program divided by the total runtime. They had 8.2 million hours viewed. And keep in mind the January 13th show, which was 3 hours, so it was an extra half hour of viewership hours, 17.7 million hours viewed. Squid Game Season 2, top-ranked show, 13 million views and 94.8 million hours viewed. So anyway, they're the numbers, whatever. But a couple of notes. Netflix just topped 300 million subscribers. What timing for WWE to move to Netflix?
So the entire country of the United States.
No, this is worldwide.
The world. I know that, but yes, that's basically what it is.
They added 20 million subscribers in the last quarter. So the global audience. Actually,
shout out
wait
to
a
Mike
second.
Mike Tyson.
Hold on a second.
Yeah. And the NFL.
This is kind of weird.
What's up?
So that 300 million. How many people are in this country?
About 300 million.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. got some math going on here.
No,
yes.
this is okay. I cannot now figure this out. Now I can't figure this out. Okay, there's 334 million people in the U.S.
Okay.
Okay. This said 300 million paid memberships.
Uh huh.
But it said its global audience has exceeded 700 million. So, what does that even mean?
A lot of dead churning accounts in the States? Or
no,
what?
I think what it might mean...
North America? Do we include Mexico?
No,
Canada?
I think what it might mean is the 300 million is worldwide, but you might have X number of viewers in your home. So the average home has 2.1 million viewers watching their Netflix. Hence, we get up to 700 million as the global audience for Netflix.
These
okay.
press release scrambles. This is what happens. This is what they want us to do, Brian.
Now, they were very happy with everything. WWE is off to a great start, they said in their earning call. First week, we drew about 5 million views, which is about 2 times the audience Raw was getting on linear TV. Well, that's not quite true because the linear TV numbers were here in the U.S. and the 5 million was globally. So... they used to claim that 500 million people were watching worldwide, so we're way down from that. Next day numbers have been gaining viewership by 25%, mainly from international markets. Figured all of that. So they're very happy about Raw. And for those of you that haven't signed up yet, well, I guess it doesn't matter. But for the first time since 2023, Netflix raising their prices.
How about that?
Well, people have to raise prices. I know people don't like prices being raised.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Mr. Pro Business.
The price
here.
Must be raised.
Uh-huh.
Standard plan going. Yeah, of course I'm pro business. Everyone in the world is. $15.49 a month to $17.99. Ad supported tier is now $7.99. Premium is now $24.99 a month, up from
that is ridiculous to me. But then again, I don't know. It's not aimed at me. And I guess it's a great bargain. Again, if that's all you watch are movies, then Netflix is what you want, I guess. You package that with a Max or something else that's now also costing $20. I don't know. Just, it's amazing. You know, they get the NFL. You get that big influx of, you know, subscribers because of that and the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight. But somebody's got to offset that Raw money and some of the other money that they spend. But that just... it's amazing. It's just amazing to the point we're getting where it is going to be better for some people to actually have cable than it is to have all of these different.
Oh,
apps.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
You don't think cable's going up?
Well, yeah.
With the more people that cut the cord, the more they're going to charge.
Here's the thing. No, because you're getting a lot of you're going to lose. If they lose ESPN, they're not. That's one of the big costs that they pass on to their members every month. If they happen to lose ESPN because Disney decides they're going to pull it from their services, and they've talked about doing a standalone ESPN, well, you know, you're going to have to bring it down. I think where they get you is a lot of these operators that do cable are also doing your internet. So you package it in that way, and you do it in a way where they're going to get you one way or the other. When it comes to, you know, your cable price may actually come down, but what you pay for internet may go up.
Okay, so here's the thing, Mike. Let's look at Comcast, which sucks, okay? So
I can attest to that.
So Netflix, the highest tier where you can stream your movies in 4K is now going to be $24.99 per month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay $24.99 per month for Xfinity / Comcast, whatever, you get Choice TV, which gives you 10 channels. 10. In order to move up to 125 channels, you're now looking at $60 per month. And to get 185 plus channels, you're moving to $80 a month. And then there's like digital premiere, which is $90 per month.
All the extra Spanish, you got to add that because you need the Galavision and the Univision and the WAPA and whatnot.
So really, you ain't getting nothing for the Netflix cost unless you really want those 10 channels.
I got to be honest. I got to
find out what the 10 channels are.
I got to thank you not being a sports fan in that you're helping to offset everybody's money when it comes to the NFL coming to YouTube TV. Surely they jacked it up because offsetting some of those costs.
And all right, back in a moment. Back in a moment. Observer Live. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Apparently Lenny's ranting and raving that if you pay for that high tier on Netflix, it doesn't skip the commercials during the live show. Can someone call Christian and have him explain this thing about how you can't fast forward live TV? I mean, hello?
Oh, boy. Plus, Lenny...
Not to mention...
Yeah?
Has he mentioned anything about the fact that I pay for the highest tier of Max and I also get commercials during the live Dynamite and Collision?
Well, yes, because it's a live show and they have commercial sponsors throughout it. Now, when it comes to WWE on Netflix, which is a little bit of a different story since it only plays on Netflix, unlike AEW on Max, I have that highest tier and you don't get any commercials. And could they drop in commercials in the future? Sure, they could. But right now, it's all a bunch of gaga, or it's the match continues, and they still have commentary and all that sort of stuff. So as far as if you don't like commercials, and I don't, it actually is coming through the way you want it to on that broadcast. Just is. It's a lot of extra content, but you know you don't have to watch it either. You can go to the bathroom. Or
all I know is this. Netflix does it way better than Max. Because when I watch the show on Max after it's aired, I can skip through the commercials, but I have to do it manually. Whereas when I watch Raw after the show has ended, it skips the commercials for me. The announcers pitch to break, and then everything just skips right over the commercial and keeps going.
Well, what tier are you paying for?
The middle one. I'm not paying for the 4K one.
Okay.
Because what do I need that for?
Because I don't want... nary a commercial one. If I'm paying for this, I'm going all out with it.
Well, you're not going to get less commercials on the 4K tier. You're just paying more money for the show
Plus,
not
I
to
have
be
a
in 4K.
4K TV and all that stuff.
Well, the 4K TV
really
doesn't matter if it's not broadcasting.
You have
4K.
A weird thing with technology. You when the 8K, when they started talking about those cameras coming out, you ripped it. You really.
Who was talking about 8K cameras?
This is when that became a thing, and you were complaining about the fact that you don't even have a 4K TV. You just complain about these things whenever these.
No, I'm explaining
things move
it
on.
So people don't waste their money.
Oh,
you don't
that's
need
what they're here for Consumer Reports with Brian Alvarez.
Hey, listen, you don't need to pay for the 4K tier because no wrestling is broadcasting in 4K. So you're just paying
you like
money
movies?
For nothing.
Well,
like
that's movies?
Different. If you want it for movies, that's fine. We're talking about wrestling
here.
Why
don't you qualify what you're saying here?
You asked me what I got, and I said I got the middle tier because the wrestling is not in 4K. We weren't even talking about movies. What does that have to do with anything? Now, listen. I looked it up. This is what you get for an equivalent price on cable TV to what Netflix is charging.
In Brian's neighborhood.
No, this is on the website, so this is national.
Nationally, okay.
Okay, you get ABC, CBS...
your locals.
C-SPAN and C-SPAN 2.
Well,
hot tickets.
By the cable industry. Hey, we watch it.
EWTN, now. Which I don't even know what that is.
That's the Jesus.
Fox.
Yeah.
History, HSN, and HSN 2.
A shop.
Gem Shopping Network, for those of you that really enjoy gems.
Shopping some more.
Jewelry Television. So you can go back and forth between that and Gem Shopping Network. MeTV. Which
if
probably has
that,
nothing related to you on it.
If you're local.
NBC
there.
And PBS, if you want to watch Daniel Tiger. PCN.
What?
I don't even know what that is.
What is that?
QVC, QVC2, and QVC3. If you
no
really
shopping.
Enjoy online shopping.
Yeah.
And QVC Amazon 3. Is just too difficult for you to deal with.
I don't want to get made fun of for C-SPAN 3 when there's QVC
3. SBN, TBN, which is a religious network, I believe.
More Jesus.
The CW and TV Land.
If
you're happy with those channels, if you're a gem fan, a jewelry fan, a shopping fan, Daniel Tiger fan, a little religion, and some shows from the 60s, well, then that's the package for you. You could pay
Does
that.
Does Granny have that?
For the same price you would pay for Netflix.
Does Granny have that? What is
now? Let me move on here,
package?
Mike.
Really? We really got that?
No, this is important. This is important.
Okay. Good.
I don't like to be that guy, but sometimes I do like being that guy. What did I tell you guys about Corey Graves? What did I predict?
2 weeks.
I literally said, I said within 3 weeks.
Three? Okay.
Okay. I said within 3 weeks, this guy is going to be back on TV, and you will see the stories online that it was a shoot that will be turned into a work. Okay? Do I even need to read the article that I saw yesterday?
Please.
I don't even know if I can find it. I don't even know. It might have been Fightful. It was somewhere. Let's see if I can find it. I was dying. I was dying when I read it. Literally, I was on my deathbed.
They were hooking you up to an iron lung. You were laughing so hard at this.
And the article was literally, it literally said, Corey Graves is expected to be back on NXT tonight. And it literally ended with, it was a work that is expected to be turned into, or is a shoot that is expected to be turned into a work. I was like, oh my God, it's literally exactly, absolutely exactly what I said. So, there you go, everybody. He's back. He's where he wants to be, he said.
That's what he said. He opened the show with that.
He's where he wants to be.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but he's working, so you get that, and we benefit from it because as much as I love Booker T, I do like having somebody to offset him a little bit when it comes to just him and Vic Joseph going back and forth with each other. So, Corey, thank you for taking one with the team or for the team, and at some point Pat will be back doing college football. So there you go.
Pat was back doing college football.
On Monday night.
And they called somebody else.
Well.
But he's back now, so maybe you know, maybe he'll get the call next time. Where is this? I've got to read this line. Okay, while I find this.
Yes.
I will, yeah, here's the other one. So they added a match to Dynamite. Did you see it?
No.
Swerve Strickland will be facing A.R. Fox.
Oh, I did see this. Yeah, I saw, yeah. Okay. Out of nowhere.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Banger, surely.
Literally, they have fought in the past is how it was advertised.
They were going to be partners, but oh, things happen.
All right. Where is this? I mean, it'll be a good match, I'm sure. It won't be Hell of War. Remember that match?
No, wait. I probably do, but I don't remember the Hell of War title attached. What was that one? It's like Maximum Carnage and, you know, Bash on the Beach or whatever the hell they do. They're all superfluous to me. I know they mean something to their branding and marketing in the moment, but it means nothing to me.
Ah, well, I can't find it. Doesn't matter.
Oh, well. But it was funny. Made Brian laugh.
Person says, I'm hosting a watch party. I cannot figure out the start time of the Royal Rumble. Can you help me out?
What?
I don't know what time the Royal Rumble starts. Lately, they've been starting early.
7 o'clock? Hold on here. We'll find out.
Spit Take is determined to convince himself this Corey Graves thing was real.
Oh, boy.
It's okay. You're welcome to do that if you want to.
One search on Google brought up Saturday, February 1st, 2025, 6 p.m. Eastern time. So, Eastern time.
Yeah, so 3 Pacific. See, it's early.
11
but...
Greenwich Mean Time, I believe.
Mm. All right, let's get into the rest of this news here. AW bringing Dynasty to Philadelphia this April. Sunday, April 6th. Philadelphia has been a great home for AEW and really all of pro wrestling for many years. Tony told the Inquirer, which is the Philadelphia Inquirer, not the National Inquirer.
No.
And tickets go on sale Monday, February 3rd. And that's that. So there you go.
Where's that going to be run at, did they say?
What, the building?
Yeah.
The Lyocoris or whatever center.
Okay, temple or whatever. Okay, I was just interested to see. Okay, was wondering where they were going with that. So
Friday Night SmackDown, 1.4 million viewers on the USA Network, down 2.3% from the previous week. did a .42 in 18-49, topped all of television. Only competition was NBA games, so it did well. And I think Brandon Thurston had the collision numbers, but I have not looked at them yet, so we'll do it together right now.
All right.
342,000 and a .10.
That's what it always does.
Which is not a terrible number. Number two for the night in 18-49, Duke versus Boston, which had a lead in from an NFL playoff game, did a .24 in 18-49. So there you go. Just some numbers this week. Nothing all that exciting. All right, when we come back, we got to talk about NXT, this NXT show. Did you guys watch this show?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. I've seen worse. So we'll talk about that after the break. But first off, tonight, it is Knoxville, Tennessee Dynamite. Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega will meet face-to-face. Cope will continue to battle wrestlers with one-syllable names as he takes on Pac prior to his matchup with Mox at this upcoming pay-per-view. Private Party will defend the tag team titles against the Hurt Business. Oh, man. I don't think that's going to go well for those two. Samoa Joe will face Nick Wayne. Speaking of things not going well for somebody, Julia Hart faces Jamie Hayter. And Swerve Strickland versus A.R. Fox.
It's a full card.
That is the lineup for Knoxville, Tennessee. So there you go. Back in a moment with NXT Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, back on the show. This NXT show opened up with
Corey Graves.
Yeah, Corey Graves was there. I am right where I want to be, where passion is everything. Only the hungry survive, and pro wrestling never stops being cool.
That was going to be Tom's voiceover for an Emmanuel wrestling series.
What a 180 that was. I mean, Ridge Holland, Tony D for the North American title. I actually thought Ridge Holland was winning the title, but instead, Izzy Dame.
I don't like this.
Turned on him, and Tony got the win.
Like this
so,
at
like,
all.
Nobody on commentary had any earthly idea why Izzy Dame was there. But the reason was because Tony had stuck up for her because Sean Spears is stalking her. This all sucks.
Izzy Carmella, get ready.
It all sucks. Wes Lee met with the Bookworm. They set up a match for later on. And then we had quite the segment. Bailey came out for a promo. Puts over everybody, talks about how great Julia is. Julia comes out, they put each other over. And then Roxanne and Cora Jade come out. And it's like, it seems to me that nobody can figure out why the fans just went nuclear on Roxanne and Cora Jade. But I can tell you, I think, why. And that is, I am a gigantic Roxanne Perez fan. I think she's great. I think she should have been on the main roster a long time ago. I think she'll be a WrestleMania main eventer at some point. However, when she was champion, they brought her out every single week to essentially do the Mariah May promo, which is where you get in the ring and you bury every last single person. You talk about how all of the other women suck. The division is terrible. You're the only good thing about it. And this would go on for like 10 minutes, and they did it every week. And it wasn't like it was a different promo every week. It was like every week, here is our weekly Roxanne promo where she is going to say the exact same thing, bury the exact same people, talk about exactly how much the division sucks. And I think that fans figured, okay, she lost the title. Now maybe she'll go up to the main roster, go to Royal Rumble or whatever. So as Bailey and Julie are doing the promo and Roxanne interrupted and started doing the exact same promo, Bailey, you suck. Julia, you suck. This whole division sucks. The only one that doesn't suck is Cora because she's with me right now. These fans were done. And this got so much heat. I do not want to hear about Thunderdoming. These fans were like, they were not, they just went, I mean, it was to the point where in the back they called an audible and they were like, keep it going longer. And then they were supposed to like brawl and get broken up and go to commercial and then they move on with the show. But they were like, this is hot. So they had them brawl through the commercial break. So they came back from commercial with them still brawling and they've got a match next week on this show. But my God,
I'll
this was beyond, I mean, like nobody on the main roster. The New Day aren't getting heat like this. I mean, it was just incessant, unrelenting booing of these two. It was crazy.
Which will be a different kind of booing that you will be doing at your TV when it's Izzy Dame and Adriana Rizzo. I'm sorry, I called Adriana Carmella. I got my Sopranos characters confused.
Then we had Dion Lennox and Wes Lee. And I, hey, listen, I'll say this about Deion Lennox. When he's in with a good worker,
he's an athlete.
He's got, he does good matches. This was short, but he looked good in there. Wesley beat him. And then Trick comes out, and he clotheslines Wesley. They're having a match next week. But he also shoulder checks Deion on the way out. And this bookworm, you may as well just like open his book all the way and lay it flat and screw up the spine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Glasses off, bro.
Lexus King does a promo about how he's turned over a new leaf. And I was watching this and I thought, you know what? You know what this reminds me of?
Yeah.
Reminds me of Duke Hudson. Because him and Duke Hudson, this is exactly how Duke Hudson's turn to Chase U began. He was a heel, but then like he joins Chase U and he's being all nice, but you don't trust the guy and you're just waiting for him to turn. And next thing you know, it's 2 years later. He's been a babyface the entire time. I was like, oh my God, are they actually doing that with Lexus? But we found out later the answer is no. He is a bad person and a cheater. Stephanie did a promo, which she called out Shotzi and Fallon. She's very upset that she lost her, as she should be. She lost her North American title shot. And I got to say that Stephanie is a good actor because she doesn't speak a lot of English. She spoke a little bit here and also a little bit of Spanish. But it was still like a good promo because it wasn't like reading goofy lines or pretending you're a wrestler. I mean, she seemed upset, as she should have been, because she was screwed. We had Lexus and Charlie Dempsey Heritage Cup match. You know what I couldn't help but notice?
What's that?
Do you guys remember on this show a while ago? We spent like a half hour. People were remembering. This might have been the Brian and Vinny show. Remember this, remember that. Nobody knows the rules. Ava can't figure anything out. And then it was like, don't you have to have a corner person in order to have a Heritage Cup match? Remember that?
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who had no corner person whatsoever and it wasn't mentioned once?
Who?
Lexus King.
How about it?
He comes out, no corner person. He wrestled all by himself.
William Regal messed it up for everybody, apparently.
And then at the end, they end up in the corner. He has his bucket, which has the brass knucks in it, and he keeps thinking about using it, but he just can't. But then finally, they end up in the corner. And he gives Charlie Dempsey a blatant low blow to what, when I was a youngster, we called the Nards. And then he pinned him. Which, this is why I need to review this on the Brian and Vinny show so I can go in full profanity mode. He kicks this guy in the balls, full force, and pins him. And frickin' Booker T screams, "That's legal! That's legal!" I was like, okay, I know you're out on, you know, you're out in outer space like half the time, but what are you talking about? You can't mule kick someone in the balls. Like, literally, he did it behind the ref's back because it's not legal. What was Booker talking about? God, why is this wrestling thing so hard? Hank and Tank are talking to Andre Chase. Andre Chase goes, just break up now. It's all sad. And he leaves, and up walks a man they named just to irritate me. There's no other reason to name him Cale Dixon.
He's a left-handed pitcher in the Braves farm system, apparently. Or a country music singer. Again, got one of those names now. I'm going to hear it and go, is he playing down the street, or is he on NXT? It's going to be one of those things now.
Cale Dixon.
NASCAR driver.
Thinks Chase U doesn't need to be dead.
Wouldn't Deion Lennox be the perfect person for them?
Then we add Carmen Petrovich and Jada Parker. So, Carmen has been doing some matches in TNA, and she's actually improved a lot. Jada is beyond her years. So, the actual, like, wrestling in this match was good, but God help me. God help me. So, Carmen Am I wrong here? Let me ask a question first to the chat.
Yes.
Is Carmen not a heel and is Jada not a babyface? In this whole Carmen Ashanti thing they've been doing, she's supposed to be a babyface? And I know that OTM has turned heel, but Jada Parker is supposed to be a heel?
OTM has always been a heel. The blurriness came when it was Jada and Lola who seemingly were both heels.
The fact is this.
And Jada got over.
I watched this match, and in no universe do I consider Carmen a babyface and Jada a heel.
I know.
But that's the way they worked this match. And before I have to hear you morons tell me I don't pay attention or whatever, nobody in the freaking crowd had any idea either because they're baffled. And Carmen starts to make a babyface comeback. And as she's running wild in a babyface comeback on Jada, the fans are booing her and they're chanting for Jada.
People want to cheer Jada Parker, period.
This is
point
so
blank.
Backwards.
That's it.
And then finally, Kalani runs down. And you know that stupid rule?
Yes.
Carmen jumps up on the apron, and she rears back to slap Carmen. But Carmen grabs her hand, and even though there's contact, like she tried to attack her, but it was blocked. This is right in front of the referee. It's no DQ. Jada rolls her up and pins her. Heel finish. I'm like, God.
Well?
God.
At some point, they're just going to have to either separate Jada and OTM or make OTM baby faces because Jada Parker is not going to be a heel.
And you know what's going to happen tonight?
Seven.
The Hurt Business, who are supposed to be heels, they're going to be facing Private Party. They're going to be killing them and getting cheered the entire time.
Yes.
Private Party is going to make a babyface comeback, and they will be booed out of the building as the people chant for MVP in the Hurt Business.
Probably.
And it's going to be exactly like this. Why do... You know what's funny is like... I don't know, man. God. Remember when Roman Reigns, they wanted him to be babyface, but the people booed him? And all people talked about is, why do we fight the audience? Why do we fight the audience? It's freaking 2025, and in both companies, it's just, let's fight the audience. Like, we're fighting the audience with Okada as a heel. We're fighting the audience with the Hurt Business as babyfaces.
And it's usually better just to go give people what they want for a little bit and then move people back and forth as you need to. You know, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton, there have been plenty of people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must digress. I got it backwards. Yes, very good point here. Not Katana. God, there's too many messages. Kalani tried to slap Jada. And so Carmen, who had been working as a babyface, did a heel finish. It's actually worse than I explained.
Bottom line is Jada Parker should be a babyface.
You don't say?
I don't know about Lola Vice.
Thank you. That was very important. Stax and Luca versus Nico and the Virgin. The idea is to get Nico over, but he's like really, really green, but they're trying. And Stax got pinned. And then add some more segments here. Inamura and Briggs want Fraxium, who are facing the Rascals, on the live TNA show on Thursday.
They lose the titles to Briggs and Inamura.
They could.
Oh,
Tony D and Izzy Dame are chatting, and Stax walks up and goes, "Where were you? We need you." And Tony makes a good point. "You've been the underboss for 2 years, dude. It's time to step up. You don't need me." They're like, "Oh.
Damn."
Cedric vows to take out Ethan Page next week. And then main event was Eddie Thorpe and Obafemi for the title, which Oba won. Big power bomb, decisive finish. Trick hits the ring afterwards. They have the stare down. They're going at it again. And no bizarre Ava rulings on this show. Not one. So it was an improvement in some ways. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In an hour, it is going to be After Dark Radio, and I'm looking for your stories, because it's a solo show today. News, going to read some emails, and some stories, take some phone calls, and it's going to be fun. So today, I mean, you can send me, hey, listen, Brian Alvarez, or Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline at gmail.com, and you can send me a story you want, just put After Dark in the subject line. What I'd like is stories of people with experiences where they feel like they've been cursed. But, hey, if you were out walking last night, walking your dog, and you saw a UFO, send that to me. I don't care. Send me whatever. I want to read some stuff and talk about it here today. And it will be live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports Byline. Yes. As well as just like however you're watching Wrestling Observer Live, YouTube, Twitch, etc. And the audio will be up for subscribers and video subscribers afterwards. And
hey,
and I'll tell you about next week's guest too on this show. It's gonna
be
awesome.
Got a question for you.
What?
In snowy conditions, do you have more reported Bigfoot sightings?
In what?
In snowy conditions where it's white and you can actually, you know, can you see Bigfoot better? Have there been more reports in the winter season when it comes to Bigfoot than at any other time in the year?
Well, you have to tune in After Dark to find out, Mike. We're out of time. I'll see you guys in an hour. Wrestling Observer Live.